Today we'll be Ezra Hashem may learn Daf Kuf Nun Aleph on Masechet Shabbos. The topics we will learn about are, the Gemara will explain what Abba Shaul adds at the end of the Mishnah when he formulates a rule for what one may go to the Tchum to prepare for after Shabbos. The Gemara discusses how soon after Shabbos one may use something done by a Gentile for a Jew on Shabbos. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph discusses all the things that may be done for a dead body on Shabbos, while the Mishnah on Amud Beis discusses what we may not do for a dead body on Shabbos. We want to contrast the care for the living, where we are Mechal Shabbos to save any person's life, and care for the dead, where we may not violate Shabbos no matter how important a person the deceased was. We then have some well-known statements about poverty. At the bottom of Amud Beis, the Gemara begins a discussion which identifies parts of the body that break down with old age based on Pesukim and Kehelis. Some of the key terms and concepts we will discuss in today's daf include B'chdei she'yasu. Sometimes, if a malacha was done on Shabbos, we have to wait after Shabbos for the amount of time it would take to do the malacha before benefiting from it. Chalal l'lov Shabbos achas, k'dei she'yishmer Shabbos es harbe. The Torah tells us to violate Shabbos to save a life, because it is worthwhile to violate one Shabbos so that the person will be able to observe many Shabboses. B'meisim chavshi, k'ivin she'meis adam nasa chavshi min ha'mitzvos. We learn from the Pasuk at Tehillim that once a person dies, he loses the ability to do any mitzvahs. Kol merachem ala bris, merachem l'lov min hashemayim. Hashem has compassion for those who are compassionate to others.